We're here at Foundation Seed with Kim Anderson this week, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, hopefully there's a bit of an upswing with wheat prices you can talk about.
Well, right now we are in a short run uptrend. A couple weeks ago, we bottomed out at that $4.70 KC December contract price. Since then, we went up and got up into the 490s. It's backed off just a little bit since then, but we do have a short run uptrend going. You look at the long run trend, whether you're looking at the minimum long run from, say, July of this year to current, or if you go back to 2012, both of those were in long run downtrends. To break those trends, that one that was set in July, we need to get up above $5 and really above $5.20 to break the long run downtrend that started back in 2012. We need to get those futures prices up around $5.50 or $5.60.
In order to do that, what needs to happen then with the market to cause that?
Well, in the short run, what we need is lower production in Australia and Argentina. Right now, it looks both of those crops are being harvested. Australia's crops coming in a little less than expected. That's probably already factored in the market, and maybe while we've got some of this run up. Also in Argentina, that crop's coming in as expected, but there's an election going on. Right now, there's a relatively high export tariff put on wheat. Both candidates run and say that they're going to reduce or do away with that tariff, and so farmers aren't selling their wheat, just like you'd see in the United States if that was happening. I think both of those are reasons that the wheat price is challenged at $5 mark. Whether it'll take them through it, probably not. We probably need a loss of production somewhere else to get prices to break five or $5.20.
You mentioned quite a few producers are holding wheat in the bin given the price situation. What advice do you have for them moving forward?
I think they need to continue to sell on the rallies. Normally in a year, you know, we do a third and a third and a third, but this year's been a different year. I think what's paid off this year is anytime you get a 20, 25 cent price increase, sell some wheat on that rally. I think if they'll do that, they can ratchet this price on up in the market. Right now, I don't think there's a lot of downside pressure. Now, can the futures price go back down to that 470 and we lose another 20 cents? Yes, but I think going below that's not very likely, so I just sell on rallies and staggered in the market.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.